This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Bodies with bound hands, close-range gunshot wounds, and signs of torture lay scattered in a city on the outskirts of Kyiv after Russian soldiers withdrew from the area. Ukrainian authorities accused the departing forces on Sunday of committing war crimes and leaving behind a scene from a horror movie. As images of the bodies began to emerge from Bucha, a slew of European leaders condemned the atrocities and called for tougher sanctions against Moscow. Ukraine's prosecutor general said the bodies of 410 civilians have been found in Kyiv-area towns that were recently retaken from Russian forces. Pope Francis prayed Sunday for an end to the sacrilegious war, as he put it, in Ukraine, and for the world to show compassion to refugees as he concluded a two-day visit to Malta that was dominated by his concern for the devastation unleashed by Russia's invasion. He said, may we be tireless in praying and in offering assistance to those who suffer, Francis said at the end of a mass in Valletta, the capital of Malta, that drew 20,000 people, some of them waving Ukrainian flags. More Ukrainian flags greeted him outside a migrant shelter, where Ukrainian protesters shouted, "Save our children and close the sky over Ukraine." Francis has used his two-day visit to Malta to drive home his call for Europe to show compassion to would-be refugees who crossed the Mediterranean Sea from Libya. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has now declared victory in Sunday's national elections, claiming a mandate for a fourth term, as a still incomplete vote count gives a strong lead for his right-wing party. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban have announced a ban on the poppy harvest, even as farmers in some parts of the country began extracting the opium from the plant that is needed for making heroin. The order Sunday warns farmers that their crops will be burned and they can be jailed if they proceed with the harvest. In desperately poor Afghanistan, the ban on poppy production will further impoverish its poorest citizens at a time when the country is in an economic freefall. The ban is reminiscent of the Taliban's previous rule in the late 1990s, when the religion-driven movement outlawed poppy production. And Sacramento, California police chief says that multiple shooters opened fire in the city's downtown, killing 6 people and injuring 12 as the bars closed for the night. It was the second mass shooting in 5 weeks for California's capital city. The shots were fired early Sunday. A police department spokesman says investigators believe that there were at least 2 shooters. Officials said at least 4 of the wounded suffered life-threatening injuries. A video posted to Twitter showed people running through the street amid the sounds of gunfire. The police chief, Kathy Lester, said 3 of the victims who died were women and 3 were men. Russia's war in Ukraine is bringing a whole set of new problems to the global auto industry, just as it was starting to recover from the pandemic and computer chip shortages. In the short term, the invasion has choked the supply of electrical wiring made in Ukraine, forcing German automakers to temporarily close factories while they wait for the critical part. Long-term, Russian supplies of precious metals, aluminum and pig iron, a primary ingredient in steel, could be cut off either by Moscow or sanctions from other countries. A 60-year-old man allegedly had himself vaccinated against COVID-19 dozens of times in Germany in order to sell forged vaccination cards with real vaccine batch numbers to people not wanting to get vaccinated themselves. The man, whose name was not released in line with German privacy rules, is said to have received up to 90 shots against COVID-19 at vaccination centers in the eastern state of Saxony for months. Criminal police caught him earlier this month. The German news agency DPA reported Sunday the suspect was not detained but is under investigation for unauthorized issuance of vaccination cards and document forgery. It is not clear what impact about 90 shots had on the man's own health. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.